This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here. Another Inside Douglas County program today. Normally, we've been spending a lot of time talking about the COVID-19 situation, talking to leaders in government and business and a lot of things in that regard. Today, though, we go an entirely different direction, and in fact, literally a different direction. And we're joined by Colonel Eric Riley, who is from Roseburg, who's commander of the 41st Infantry Brigade Combat Team. And he is coming to us from Kosovo. Eric, thanks for being on with us.
It's good to be here, Kyle.
So you are part of a deployment consisting of about 390 soldiers that are in Kosovo. Tell us more about what group is actually over there and more about what's going on.
So, yes, there's close to 400 of us from Oregon here in Kosovo, and I am commanding Regional Command East, which is half of the Kosovo force or K4 force. Working under NATO here in Kosovo. In total, I've got about 1,000 soldiers that are working for me from about 25 different nations, NATO partner nations. The premise for our mission here is to provide a safe and secure environment and for the people of Kosovo, ensure that there's freedom of movement throughout Kosovo, enabling the larger, I'll say, geopolitical efforts to take place in this region.
Now, how long has your group been over there?
So we started coming into country early March. We'll be here through the fall. We're scheduled to start flowing home in November timeframe.
But obviously, this is not a matter of just hopping on a plane and getting there in a couple days. What did you do between being in Oregon and getting to Kosovo?
So yes, the task force mobilized in January, and we deployed to Fort Bliss, Texas. We did about a month of training there. Upon completing that training, we started flying to Europe. We landed in Germany and did about a month of training, roughly a month, 3.5 weeks of training in Germany, Hohenfels, Germany, before we landed here or came into Kosovo.
And with Eric as well as Chris Klein, public affairs officer for this whole group. And Chris, you're from Oregon as well. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, I'm the public affairs officer. I live in Salem, Oregon, and been part of this deployment as well. And my main job is the outward communication for the brigade. So anytime that we need to speak to the public, my job is to help coordinate that. And here we are on the radio.
So, Eric, as a colonel, what rank do you have?
Oh, I'm a major, and it's two ranks below a colonel.
And Chris, in normal times when you're not on a deployment serving with the Guard, what's your day job, if you will?
Prior to this, I was a transportation manager for an industrial gas company.
So,
and then right before I found out about this deployment, I felt like it was time to switch career. So I quit that job and then could come back and look for something in communication.
So, Eric, talk about Kosovo. You talked about NATO being there. It sounds like NATO's had involvement in Kosovo for a long time.
Yes, yeah, so the Kosovo force, we've been here for 20 years since the war in Kosovo, and Kosovo itself claimed its independence in 2008, and it is still vying for recognition of that independence. It is part of the former Yugoslavia, and depending on who you talk to, some folks recognize Kosovo. There are others that don't, certainly. So it's a very interesting place. A country vying for independence does not have a border around its entire perimeter or a recognized border. So it's a little different than we're used to being in the United States, certainly.
What other countries are around Kosovo to help folks kind of get an idea of where you're at?
You're going to test my geography, aren't you? Okay, so to the east of us is north and east of us is Serbia. To the south is the Republic of North Macedonia. To the west is Albania and Montenegro.
Wow. And as the bird flies, how many miles are you away from Oregon? Any idea?
We're close to 6,000 miles, 6,100 miles, I think. So we're a long ways. It's a nine-hour difference. So we get up early or stay up late to talk to our families when we get a chance to do that.
So we have a lot of Charlie Company folks in the Horn of Africa right now. What's your relationship with those members of the Guard?
So Charlie Company is part of one of the 186 Infantry Battalion, headquartered down in Ashland. That battalion is part of my brigade, or the 41st Brigade back in Oregon. They deployed to the Horn of Africa before we did. They deployed in the October timeframe this last year. So they've been doing largely a security mission, a security force mission in Djibouti and some other locations in the Horn of Africa.
A lot of folks from Charlie Company in the Roseburg area. Are you the only Southern Oregon person that's part of the group that you're commanding?
Here in Kosovo? No. In fact, I've got, there's another colonel here with us from Grants Pass, who I've worked with on a couple of other deployments in the past. And there's a few others that are from, I know of one other soldier from Grants Pass. Predominantly, though, Kyle, the unit, the soldiers in the unit are from the upper Willamette Valley, Portland area.
And the Springfield guys, to the 162.
We also, it's a good point. We also have, I guess that's southern Willamette Valley.
Sure. Yeah.
We have soldiers from to the 162 Infantry, and that's a battalion headquartered in Springfield. We have a battalion headquarters in one of their companies here with us as well.
Now, you've been on deployments before. How many different times have you been on these long-term missions?
So this is my fourth, I'll say, long-term deployment. Second, two deployments to Iraq, this one here, and then I was early in my career, I was deployed to the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt.
How long have you been in the National Guard?
On the paper that I received the other day, it said 27 years, Kyle, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you come to get involved in the Guard to begin with 27 years ago?
When I was a young kid, I looked up to the heroes, watching war movies or whatever. And as a small child, I wanted to be a soldier. And my dad convinced me that the best route to go would become an officer. So I did ROTC in college. I was commissioned in 1993 as a second lieutenant, and have been working in the National Guard pretty much ever since.
One of the unique things, I think, about the Guard is these deployments come along at different points. There are other times that you spend with the Guard, but yet you have a regular career and a day job. And maybe for folks who aren't familiar around this area, what is your day job? Talk about your normal career.
Yeah, so I have my degrees in fisheries and wildlife biology, and I work for the Partnership for the Umpqua Rivers, the Watershed Council there in Roseburg. I'd like to give a shout out to the whole crew there. What we do at the Watershed Council is salmon habitat restoration and water quality monitoring throughout the Umpqua Basin. Upon departing work, we hired an interim director there to replace me in my absence, and they've been carrying on even through the COVID crisis.
Wow! And so, how do you balance these two things? I mean, because obviously, being on a deployment's very intense. You have to be away from home. You've got a job that will essentially wait for you to come back. But how do you balance these two parts of your life?
Yeah, it's a tough balance. Sometimes we joke about being bipolar. We have our civilian lives and our military lives, which are often not congruent. you know, for family and for work situations. And, you know, I think it really boils down to being transparent with your family and your work, your workplace, and just having an understanding group, because it is hard. As a supervisor, I was away a lot the last couple of years, and I know there was a toll on not only work but family as well. So it's a tough balance.
Chris, Chris, for you, what's that balance like?
Yeah, it's challenging at times, but it just gives a break from monotony. If you're working a regular job, it's really nice to be able to take that break and then get back to your military service and vice versa. When you're after like a long deployment like this, it's nice to go back to the freedom of your civilian job. So it's those two like kind of held in paradox there.
So for Eric, for you, what do you miss most about not being in Roseburg right now?
You know, I'm a big family guy, Kyle, and that is probably what I miss most. Caitlin, my daughter, graduated from Geneva Academy today. This morning or this evening. For she graduated Friday night, so it's the family things, the little things that you can't get over the phone, over a phone call or a video chat or in the mail. And it's just everyday life. I've always cherished that, certainly.
Chris, what about you?
So the thing I miss the most about being gone is I just got married in September before this deployment. So we only had a few months together. And I missed my new wife. And we talk daily, twice a day sometimes. And that's been a challenge. I'm a little bit older, so it's, the time kind of speeds up as you go. Like my first deployment, it seemed like it took a lot longer. And now here I'm third deployment as well. And it's going by fast, but not fast enough at some points.
Wow. It would seem just crazy to be married and a few months later be halfway across the world.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a little bit more intense than I thought it would be. It's, you know, again, my third deployment, I thought like, oh, it's no big deal. This is only a 9-month deployment where normally we do a year deployments for our prior deployments to like Iraq. So, but it's with the COVID as well, it's been, very challenging.
And in fact, talk about that, because everybody's lens of what does COVID mean has been a varied experience. On one of our national programs that we air on KQEN, a couple of the hosts are back east. One is right on the edge of New York City and has had multiple family members pass away just in the past couple of months, things like that. In Douglas County, we have one of the lowest attack rates of COVID-19 in the state and actually in the nation as well. What's it like for COVID-19 in Kosovo?
So COVID-19 in Kosovo has certainly not been as bad as we've seen in some of the East Coast cities in the United States. I think there's just over 1,100 positive cases. Now, it's the medical system is different here than it is in the United States, so they may not be testing as much or have the capability to test as much. But COVID has every much as affected the Kosovo people as it has us in the United States with restrictions, border lockdowns, towns were locked down here. So it's been different, and it's been a different deployment. We talked about this a couple of times, and this is a little off topic on your question, Kyle, but normally when we've deployed in the past, our families have worried about us. We've been really focused on the mission. During this deployment, not only are they worried about us because there's unknowns and uncertainties, but we're also worried about them because of so much going on back home, you know, that we can hear about on a phone call or see in the news. But it's going both ways, I'll say, the uncertainty and the concern. So it's interesting.
And how does the things that you have to do because of the restrictions. What does that play into in terms of a day-by-day situation there where your group is headquartered?
So interestingly enough, many of the meetings that we do, and because this is a NATO mission, relationships and meeting with not only the Kosovo people, but our NATO partners is a big part of this mission. And a lot of that has had to go on virtually since we got here. So there are counterparts of mine that I have yet to meet. Part of my job as the regional command east commander is to go out and meet with municipal leaders, with mayors, regional police chiefs. And we are just now starting to do that in person and face to face, which is, it's kind of been a slow start to this mission for us.
Well, it almost seems like if you've got to do something on Zoom or some other platform, do you ever feel like you could almost have done some of what you're doing right now from Roseburg?
You know, we haven't talked about that, but it's funny you mention that because, yes, I speak with the U.S. ambassador on a weekly basis, and I've only met him once. I do it from the base here, and we just, so he wouldn't know if I was in my room having a phone call with him or if I was in Roseburg. So that's a funny perspective.
How many miles away is he?
Kosovo is honestly just a little bit larger than Douglas County, maybe twice as large as Douglas County. So you can get north to south in Kosovo in about 3 to 3.5 hours. And the ambassador is probably about 45 minutes away from here in the capital city of Pristina, is where the headquarters is as well.
What's the population of Kosovo?
I think it's close to 2 million, Kyle. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's close to 2 million.
Wow. So much more densely populated than Douglas County, even though the size is similar.
Yes. Yes. The larger communities are just packed. I mean, they are very densely populated. That's a good way to put it.
Wow. So, Chris, what's it been like for you to be handling communications and things like that in this virtual situation?
Oh, it's been completely different than we thought it would be, because normally we would be in contact with local journalists. They would be coming on our posts. We'd be doing interviews and press conferences. And with this, we've been not totally completely isolated, but we've limited the people that work letting on our base. And so we've been doing a lot more on social media, and that goes across the board. Like we're even with the local community, because we do have a lot of people from the local community that work on our base as contractors, and they're very interested in what's happening here. So we put out press releases just on our Facebook, and we have a large following, like 9,000 people follow us on our Facebook presence in Regional Command East. And a lot of those are Kosovo people that are interested in what's happening here because we're a large employer as well. So it's a lot of interest here and at home.
Got about a minute left. Colonel Eric Riley, who is from Roseburg, commander of the 41st Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and Major Chris Klein, the public affairs officer for the group. Final thoughts from both of you about maybe what you'd like people in Oregon that are listening to know about how it's going over there for you.
Major Klein, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So how it's going over here, we still have great morale. And, we've had our gym closed down and a lot of stuff. It's starting to open back up. But soldiers have been keeping a high morale and doing a lot of physical training outside of the gym. It's been great to see. That's been one of the saving graces that we've been kind of focused on, because you can do that by yourself. And that's been one of the great things to see.
Hey, Kyle, Colonel Riley, Eric Riley here. In closing, I think Oregon can be proud of its soldiers that are deployed here in Kosovo and the other locations around the world in the Middle East and the Horn of Africa. it's always amazed me how, you know, Oregonians or National Guardsmen, men and women, to step up, answer the call, and just do great things that most people back home never can comprehend. So I'll just say Oregon can be proud of its soldiers that are deployed. It's a great opportunity for some of these young soldiers to experience, a mission in Southeastern Europe here in Kosovo that has a much larger strategic implication than just Kosovo itself, certainly. So we're doing great. We do miss our families and everybody back home, but we're doing well over here.
All right, gentlemen, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for being on with me.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.